Hey guys, welcome to the Chatterbox. I'm Kristen and I have my little sidekick with me. What up,
a
Jesus?
Little sidekick? A little sidekick. That's what you're going to call me.
Yes, you are my little sidekick.
Whatever, Kristen, whatever.
How are you?
I'm exhausted, but let's get this show started.
Let's do it. We are going to be talking about Blind Spot, the season 2, episode 1. The premiere, which aired September 14th and was titled In Night So Ransomed Rogue, which I have no idea what it means.
Neither do I, but it sounds cool.
It does sound cool, I will admit. This show is so badass, and I will admit, I did not watch the first season until like maybe 3 weeks ago.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Stop watching the first season.
Okay.
I so wanted somebody to talk about the first season with.
I know. See, I saw like clips from the first season and I was like, oh, that looks like a good show. But I had so many others that I was watching. And my niece's mom was like, Chris, you got to watch this show. So I found it on Hulu and I binged watched all 23 episodes in like a weekend. And it was awesome.
Yeah. That's hard to do.
Yeah, I know. I'm exaggerating a little. It wasn't like 1 weekend. It was more like a week.
You don't have a life, so I can see you doing it.
No insults on this show. No insults. Mike is not here. We need to be civil.
Okay, fine. So, what did you think of the first episode?
The premiere of the second season?
Yes.
I thought it was badass, but I love my Jane and Kurt, and they didn't have a very good relationship in this episode.
Well, I think that's a part that I like the most about this episode, the fact that you can tell there's still something there.
I know. Yeah, it was cool. That fight scene, though.
That fight scene was awesome, and I don't know if either of them were at 100%. I think they were both holding back.
I think so too, but it caught me off guard a little bit because I feel like TV shows don't show like male on female violence because people lose their shit.
Okay.
But so it caught me off guard a little bit, but it was still badass.
It was, and I thought what was super cool was the fact that Jane got the worst of it all.
I know.
And she still got up.
Yes. Yeah, but she pulled a gun on him.
Doesn't matter. She destroyed that, what was it, the hotel cart?
Oh my god, I know. Yeah, they were flipping each other over the cart, and oh my god, it was crazy. To be fair, he kind of deserved it.
Well, yeah, after season one, of course he deserves it.
But also, to be fair, so did she.
No. You leave her alone. She's been through a lot.
No, I agree. But she did lie and say that she remembered him and she remembered all these things from when they were young. Jane kind of did deserve that because she was playing on his emotions and saying that she remembered stuff from when they were young. So she kind of deserved it and he deserved it because at the end of that season, he was like, I don't know. He was acting like she knew who she was. She doesn't.
She doesn't, but you got to see that. At the beginning of this episode, she's being tortured.
Yeah, I know.
And she does a badass job of trying to escape, but she still gets the worst of everything.
I know.
So no, she does not deserve this. He just abandoned her at the end of last season.
I will give you that. That was kind of shitty.
Kind of?
It was shitty. But she was lying to him. And she knew that he had feelings for her. That's kind of fucked up.
I think she has feelings for him too, though.
Yeah, I do too. It's that guy Oscar was messing with her.
Yes. Oscar is definitely messing with her. I don't trust him. I don't trust anybody. I kind of don't trust anybody other than Jane at the moment.
See, I don't trust... I trust Kurt, though.
I don't know if I trust Kurt.
I do, only because they sent her... Like, even her little group, which in this episode we find out is called Sandstorm. Mm-hmm. Even they sent her to Kurt because he's the only one that would have done the right thing. You know what I mean? So even they know.
I don't know if they want him. They think that he will do the right thing, or he will do the right thing for her.
But aren't they trying to expose, like, the corrupt agents and police officers? Isn't that what they're trying to do? Like, corrupt authority?
I don't know if they're trying to expose that, but they're definitely trying to use that.
I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see, because they could turn it on us. Like, we could start to think maybe we do trust Kurt, and then one episode we're going to be like, holy shit.
Yeah, and I don't think I trust Sandstorm.
Well, you shouldn't. Aren't they, like, crazy?
They seem like they're totally insane.
They're, like, all a bunch of Jason Bournes.
I don't know if Jason Bournes, but they're definitely, like, built to be super agents.
That one guy didn't remind you of Jason Bourne when he got out of the car?
No.
What?
I don't know. He just seems so lame. I don't know. Like,
okay, so basically the only one you think is badass is Jane.
Yeah.
You didn't think that fight scene with that guy Roman and the cop was insane but awesome?
Where he kills three cops?
Not the part where he kills them, but when he's fighting them. You didn't think that was badass?
Not necessarily.
Oh, God. What am I going to do with you?
I mean, what's so badass about it? I like the fact that Jane fights, but she does not intend to kill.
Yeah, I like that too. That's why I don't like this Sandstorm thing. I like that guy. I'm curious. No, I don't like him for that reason that you're laughing about. It's that I'm intrigued by that whole situation now that...
Something piqued your curiosity there?
Well, yeah, because of their history.
Okay, I guess that's what you're calling it, history?
Oh my God, I hate you sometimes. He is hot. He's Australian, by the way. I have a thing for Aussies.
Yes, he is. I could tell now. But anyways,
Kurt Weller, back to the show. Kurt Weller, a.k.a. Sullivan Stapleton, is also Australian.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. But yes, back to the show.
When she gets shot, what did you think?
I didn't expect Zapata to do it.
Yeah, I thought Kurt did it. And I'm like, what?
No, see, but I didn't think Kurt would do it either.
I didn't think he would. That's why it kind of shocked me. But then when I saw she did it, I'm like, oh, okay. So he's not that much of a douche. Okay, good.
Why would that have made him a douche?
Because, like I said, he seems like he likes her. She seems like she likes him. And they seem like they know this. But shoot her would have been wrong.
She was telling him to do it. She was, antagonizing him. Like, telling him, like, trying to get him pissed off so that he would do it. I get it, though, because they were trying to protect the cover.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have done it. I really thought he wouldn't have, and he didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't think he was going to do it either.
But what did you think about her wanting to get shot? Like, do you really think that it was because she didn't want to blow her cover? Or because she knew that he kind of needed a reason to kind of unwind and get all his anger out on her?
I don't know. I think it was to protect the cover. Because I think he let out some aggression when they were fighting in the beginning. So I don't think he had a shooter.
I don't know. Maybe it would have squared things out in her mind.
So you think it was that rather than protecting the cover?
I really think that she wanted him to kind of owe her in a sense. Like, now, you know, we gain each other's trust again type of thing.
I don't know. I think it was protecting the cover because that guy, Cade, is crazy.
Cade is crazy.
And he's not dead.
You don't think he's dead?
No, I don't think so. Because they never found him.
They never found the body.
Didn't he actually drive away in a car?
I think he did, actually.
But then we haven't seen him since then. So, yeah, he's not gone. But she knows that these people are dangerous, even though she doesn't really know much about them right now.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if they're anything like her, she knows that they're capable of some crazy shit.
Definitely.
So it's like, I think her trying to protect the cover is so that they don't kill her ass.
I think she's actually one of the more promising agents that Sandstorm had, and that's why she is undercover, and they sent her out instead of anybody else. So I think even if her cover is blown, she could handle herself.
But she doesn't know how many agents there are, does she?
I don't know. I mean, even though we do see like that she gets these little flashbacks.
Yeah.
There's points in time where we don't see that she knows some stuff. Like, I think it was in season one where she did stuff, and then we saw the flashbacks of how she knew how to do it.
Yeah. See, and that's what I like about this show, is that, like, you're going into it. Oh, my God. This is going to sound so stupid because the name of the show is Blind Spot. But you go into the episode, like, blind. Like, you don't know what her story is. And then you just get those little flashes.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that about the story. Because you still don't know. You don't know if these people are good or bad. If they're trying to expose the bad. And I don't know. Whatever. Did you think she was going to tell Weller and the team the truth about everything?
No. Never.
I didn't either.
I think she still needs to figure out what the truth is before she says anything.
Well, I mean, like, about Carter and Mayfair. Like, she literally told them everything.
Yeah, but like I said, I somehow believe that she still thinks she is Taylor for some reason.
I don't know that she thinks she's Taylor, because he told her that he found the body, didn't he?
No, he doesn't. He just tells her that she was born in South Africa, which means that she couldn't possibly have been Taylor.
No, but when in the finale of the first season, when he was at her house, I think he told her that his father killed Taylor. Because then he was asking her, "Who are you? Who are you?" And she was saying, "I don't know." So I don't think...
I don't remember that.
I don't think she thinks she's Taylor anymore. Because okay. I think she was just going on that because that's what they were telling her.
I think somewhere in this season we're going to get her being Taylor again.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think that storyline is anywhere close to being over.
So are you not believing the story that Shepard told her at the end?
I'm not believing what Shepard told her. I'm not believing what's her name from Sandstorm told her. I think her thinking that she is, and at the same time thinking that she isn't, is helping them create this world.
Well, yeah, because them telling her, like Shepard saying that she's Jane's mother and that Roman is her actual brother, could be like planting this seed in Jane's head that she can trust them because they're family.
Yeah.
So.
But I think because she's supposed to be an orphan, though, like at that point, isn't she? Like saying that they're like family is just saying that, you know, that this is how close their organization is.
Well, I think they were saying that Roman is her actual brother. And that Shepard freed them from whatever place took them to train them as soldiers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now that kind of connects for me because I didn't get that the first time.
Well, that they were actual brother and sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then he hugs her and all that stuff. So I think he knew, and that's why he was going on such a mission trying to save her. But
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if they're telling her the truth, because remember the test that they did on her tooth? in the first season, they said that she was born in Africa.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, that story kind of lines up with what this lady is telling her.
Yeah, but once again, you know, she completely buries who she really is in order to infiltrate and get to Weller. So that actually might be part of all the cover.
Yeah. I don't know. Because it's like, in this episode, like in the beginning when they first brought Jane in from that CIA black site, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I didn't think she was going to tell the team the truth. And she did. And then when mm-hmm. she ditched that tooth tracker, I was like, oh no. I was like, oh my God, she's gonna ditch them again. But then she went back. I didn't think she was going to go back.
I think she knew that they wouldn't trust her and that they would search for that and that they're so much more advanced than everybody else.
No, I agree. Her reason for ditching it was, it was a good one.
It was brilliant.
But we didn't know that at first. So like when I saw her take it out and throw it out, I was like, oh my God, she's gonna.
And this is what makes her such a badass though.
I know. I love it. But when her, I guess, Shepherd, whatever, tells her that she raised her and that Roman is her brother, at that point, I thought she was going to stay with them because she's been searching for these answers. And it's like, here's this lady saying that she's her mother or whatever. So I thought Jane was going to stay.
But Jane is still confused. I didn't think she was going to stay.
You didn't think so?
No.
Did you think she was going to go back?
Yeah, I think she's still searching for truth. And I think she's not going to trust anything. I don't think she even trusts Weller as much as she used to.
But she went back and told them about what that lady said.
Yeah. So who knows? I mean, she could be searching for more. She could be playing both sides.
Do you think she's going to stick with this whole double agent thing for a while?
I think so. I think this whole season's going to probably be a double agent season.
Oh my God, I have to give props to Jamie Alexander, who plays Jane, because that has to be tough, man. She's playing like two different people, kind of.
She is, and she's strong in both senses. I mean, mentally strong, physically strong, and she's beautiful in the process.
Yeah. And those tattoos are awesome.
Of course.
I don't know if I would have that many, but... They look good on her.
Yep, they do.
So what do you think about those encrypted files that Mayfair gave or left for the team?
I don't know what's on there, and I can't wait to find out.
Because there's two, right? The Orion and that M7G677. There's
something
two, right?
Like, yeah.
Because I saw they had, like, the one was encrypted to look like a black hole, and I'm like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be good. That's the case that she was working on, right, Mayfair?
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like somehow they're both going to tie in with Jane.
Maybe they are, and maybe they're going to go towards Weller. I don't know. Like, at this point, I don't know who's going to be the bad guy, who's going to be the good guy.
Can you imagine if it turns out that, like, well, don't, I think they say that, right? Isn't there?
Yeah, they say that, you know, they're going to wait for the last minute to spring out their ace in the card, ace in the hole, which is the mole.
Who would you think it would be?
I somehow think it's the forensics girl.
Patterson?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, remember in the first season, she was kind of giving away secrets to her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of don't trust her as much as I did in the beginning.
But don't you think that would be a little obvious?
Maybe a little too obvious? Like,
I don't know. I would think it would be someone that we pivotal? Wouldn't expect.
I don't know. It's really interesting to just...
Like, I think it would be more interesting if it was Reed, because he's always, like, so straight-laced and trying to do the right thing all the time and didn't like Jane. So I think I would be a little bit more surprised if it was him.
Yeah.
Because even Zapata, like, she's into the gambling and all that. So I don't know. I don't think I would be really surprised if it were her either.
I don't know either. Yeah, I mean, everybody's a suspect at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Except Weller.
Who knows? Maybe it's Weller. Oh, God.
Oh, I love him. Sorry. I love his character, not the person. Jesus, don't jump on me.
You mean like you jumped on me on Fear of the Walking Dead?
I don't know what you're talking about. I actually defended you on this last episode, okay? And Mike jumped on me for defending you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think is going to happen? Because we saw this episode ended with a big-ass missile.
Yeah. I don't know. I really can't tell what Sandstorm's going to be or who, how many people are involved, who's involved. Just, it's going to be crazy.
I think Kate is going to come back for sure, and he's trouble.
Yeah, but is he going to come back after Jane or after Weller?
Because Weller shot him, right?
Yeah.
But, wait, was it Weller that shot him?
I think Weller shot him. And then, you know, he has, I don't know, like, there's just so much that could happen.
I don't know. I'm excited, though, because I'm in love with this show.
Yes.
It's so, everything is so unexpected. It's amazing. So I'm curious. There's so much that we need to find out this season.
Yeah, and this first episode, even though there's a couple of answers to our questions, like who is Sandstorm, and we get a lot of these unanswered questions, like what the hell is Jane going to do? Because we have her going both ways at the moment, you know?
Wait, do you think it's possible that that NSA agent could be the mole?
Nah.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think she's going too hard after Jane to be the mole.
Yeah, but she's going at her from a different angle.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be possible. Because no one else is interested. And she's from a zero division.
Uh-huh.
That nobody else knows about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very secretive, very suspect.
And she's like trying to rebuild the relationships that Jane had with the team. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just thought of that because I saw NSA on my notes.
I don't like her.
I don't like her either. I wish Mayfair was still there.
I don't know about that one either.
You didn't like Mayfair?
No, not as much. I mean, I prefer the new one. I prefer the NSA agent.
You prefer the NSA agent over Mayfair?
Yes.
Oh my god. Seriously, what am I going to do with you?
Her little bossiness is kind of cool.
Mayfair was bossy.
Not like this, though. This girl's sassy. Like,
see, kinda sassy, good attitude. Sassy is the more politically correct term. She is sassy.
Okay, fine.
Whatever, Jesus.
I liked it.
So, you liked the episode. Was it a good premiere episode?
For a premiere episode, yeah, it was good. It caught my attention. It makes me want to watch the rest of the season.
You hesitated. Why did you hesitate?
It's not a 10 episode. It's not a 9 episode. It's an 8 episode.
Are you kidding me?
It needed, I don't know, it needed something to make it stand out.
So you don't think, like, we got some answers in the first episode. You didn't think that was...
Not enough for a 10.
I don't know if we can be friends.
We got a little glimpse of everything, I gotta say, and we have some fear for what's gonna happen. I guess I just needed that connection between Weller and Jane to be there.
Okay, see, I'll give you that. I do agree there. 'Cause I like them being on the same team. I don't necessarily need them dating, but I like them being on the same page
Yeah, I
with
mean,
these things.
that's kind of what drew me to the first season, the fact that it was that camaraderie, and even though they're mysterious to one another, they're still very much on the same page.
Yeah, I agree. See, I want to give it a 10 because I thought it was a really good episode, but for that reason that you just mentioned, I'm gonna give it a 9 because I just like that relationship that they have. Even with the rest of the team, I didn't like that in this episode they were treating her like, I mean, she didn't really know what was going on. She wiped her memory. So it's not like she was doing it deliberately. Like she was actually trying to help them and trying to save them. So I think them treating her like that, like she was a piece of crap, was kind of messed up. So
It
I'm gonna give
was.
it a 9, but I still love the episode. I thought it was a good
Yeah.
premiere.
I'm still gonna watch the rest of the season.
Were you gonna say the next few episodes?
I was gonna say the next three episodes because that's what I'm doing for most of the other shows.
Testing the waters.
Exactly.
Okay, well, you need to watch the whole season.
I am.
Okay, good. So, let everyone know where they can find you.
Find me on my blog, dysfunctional.com. At dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
There you go. And you can find me on accordingtokristen.com on Twitter at This is Kristen underscore and Tumblr at This is Kristen 84. Oh my God, I keep forgetting because I changed my handles. Oh my God. And
See, you
visit.
never change your handles.
No, these are going to stay for a while, so I just have to get used to it. I had to get
Good.
rid of the numbers. But you can also check us out on iwatchmike.com. That's our dad. And we will be back. The new episode comes on Wednesday. It's not going to be at 10 like last week's, but it's going to be on at 8 o'clock on NBC. So check that out, and hopefully we'll get our recaps up a little sooner. We had a crazy week, but hopefully we'll be on track next week, right, Jesus?
Yes.
Yes, we're gonna try. So we will see you hopefully by the end of the week. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.